I'm just going to ask you two quick questions. You got to go. Is our golf program, is the head coaching job at Oklahoma State men's golf good job?
Best job in the whole world.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Even with your tutelage looking over the shoulder, pressure of that?
Let's get one thing straight.
No. I know you've never coached. I know you don't put that pressure on.
Listen, when I took the job as athletic director and I tabbed Mike McGraw, the greatest gift I gave him was, I said, Mike, you will not see me out here until every one of these athletes that I recruited is gone. They need to know in their heart that you're the man in charge and it's not Mike Holder looking over your shoulder. I didn't go out there. And I still don't go out there very much. I would never try to tell Mike McGraw or Alan Bratton or Donnie Darr how to do their job.
I believe that. Completely.
I know something about golf, but they have everybody plays the game differently. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to coach differently. They need to be allowed to do the job to the best of their ability without any meddling from me. I feel the same way about every other sport at Oklahoma State University. Now, if it comes to a behavioral issue, something about respect, or the way you represent our institution, then I might have a conversation. But I owe every coach an opportunity to achieve at the highest level on their own. My job is to give them the resources to get the job done.
Tutelage was the wrong word. Their presence was more of it because of your success and because the expectations are so incredible there, it's almost impossible to live up to it. That's kind of it. I mean, you don't agree with that either. Your head.
I think
won 10 titles, and you're now their boss.
No, I only won 8, and I should have won.
8, sorry. We've won it 10 as a
– But I failed so many times. We should have won so many more. I had the best team so many times and couldn't get the job done. And I still – if I start thinking about 1977 or 1986, I'll start crying here in just a minute. 1986 – You know, Scott Verplank came back. He won a PGA Tour event that summer. He came back for one reason, for his teammates. He wanted them to experience winning the national championship. He sacrificed a whole year of earnings and everything on the PGA Tour, and we didn't get the job done. He won the NCAA individual championship, and he had played miserably that spring because of the pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, he got off to a bad start. And it just overwhelmed him. And every week he played a little bit worse. He would have had no pressure, relatively speaking, on the PGA Tour to what he experienced playing for us. But he told me before that tournament started, he said, Coach, don't worry about me this week. I got it. I think he won by 6. But the youngsters that we had around him, the moment overwhelmed them, and we squandered a lead, and we lost. And when he got up on the medal stand to get his trophy, it was – seemed like forever before he could talk because he was crying, weeping, you know, sobbing. Mm-hmm. If I talk to him today and we talk about that, we're both going to break down and cry. I'm serious. Yeah. I'll never get over that. Yeah. I'll never get over 1977 where we had the best team ever, maybe, in the history of college golf. And we won a tournament 2 or 3 weeks before the championship over Houston by, oh, gosh, we beat them 60-something shots, you know, and Dave Williams, their coach, he was unbelievable. We're at the scoreboard. He said, great playing this week, coach. Yeah, thank you very much. He said, yeah, in a couple of weeks, you may wish you had some of those birdies. And I thought, yeah, good luck. You hadn't beat us all year. Well, he beat us in the national championship,
wow.
You know.
Wow.
So I think the failures scar you a lot more maybe than the joy and the happiness that comes along with winning. Because that moment in time, you can never recapture it, and you wanted it so much for those players that you dreamed with, worked so hard every single day, and you got to that moment, and for whatever reason, you just couldn't grab that gold or brass ring. You never get over that.
Every great coach has echoed that. The losses hurt me much more than the joys help me. Coach, you got to run, but if you're judged on your passion for Oklahoma State and your commitment to Oklahoma State, the way kids ultimately are treated and the opportunities that they're given, the graduation ability that these kids have, the facilities that we have, wins and losses, the group, collective group of great people as head coaches that we have. I mean, there's other factors, and I get that. But hats off on all of those. It's been a heck of an 11-and-a-half year run. You told me the first time I interviewed you as AD 11 years ago, you said to me, I said something to the effect, what's this thing going to look like in 10 years? And you said, if I'm here in 10 years, something's gone right, because the average lifespan of an AD is like 3 years. I don't remember what you told me, but it was short. You said, something's gone right. Well, I'd say 11-and-a-half years, some things have gone right.
Yeah, I wish we could have done a few things differently, but the greatest thing, I've never worked a day in my life. I mean, how many people get to say that?
Not many.
And I'm around young people every day of my life. It helps keep you young. So I'd say that's priceless. And as I said, it's never been about me. It'll never be about me. We'll all know when it's everybody's time comes and goes, and whenever that is, you just accept it. And I'll always be a Cowboy. I'll always love Oklahoma State University. And what I want is for every athlete to feel the same way about their coach as I feel about Laban Harris. That transcends everything. It's priceless. I tell them all the time, you cannot buy anything of value in life with money. Healthcare, yes. Beyond that, everything of true value, everything that means something, you earn by the sweat, your own sweat and blood, or things that are like love, family, happiness, all those things that really matter, that trumps money every time. Money is an impediment. It's a threat to greatness. It can destroy lives. So if you want to be a great athlete, over a long period of time, you've got to be able to rise above the trappings that come along with success, the money, the fame, the success. It erodes at what made you great at your sport to begin with. So it's always come down and always will to be a struggle with yourself. If you ever want to know who the enemy is, all you have to do is look in the mirror. It's not anyone outside. Yeah. That's why all this has happened in the last couple of weeks. The enemy's not out there. I look in the mirror, and whatever problems we have, I'm looking at the person that caused them. So come to grips with it, big boy. And what can you learn from this? You better learn, and hopefully you come out of this as a better person. I choose to look at the last 2 weeks as probably the best period in my life. I feel better about what I'm doing today now than I did 2 weeks ago. I feel very good about the man we've chosen to lead our basketball program. In 2 or 3 years, we'll know how that really turns out. But I think he's going to be a great coach. Not a good one, but a great coach. And he's going to recruit so many good players, and he's going to make a difference in their lives. And that is so intoxicating. That is so rare today that I think there will be an influx of talent in our campus for basketball like we haven't seen for years. So that's getting out there pretty far on a limb. We'll see what happens in 2 or 3 years.
12 minutes with him on the broadcast the other night. I could tell the man was extremely sincere. I loved the way he looked and what he had to say. And I think the coaching change was for an upgrade. I'm going to end on that. Coach, you got to run. you went on. I appreciate the time. You said 45, and it's 55.
So. Don't you have to take a commercial break around here and pay some bills?
Can I tell you something? That ought to tell you how important you are. 45 minutes. This was NPR, my friend. Good stuff. I appreciate it. I hope you'll come back and do it again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
I learned a lot.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. This is TV 3101.